This is Shauneen Peete here with members of the ResX crew. If you wouldn't mind starting with an introduction, please.
My name is Sneeka Patterson.
I'm Erin Goodpipe, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Lonnie Elliott.
Well, welcome to the conversation. Well, today I'd like to ask you the question, how will you be spending the holiday season?
Oh, I think I'm definitely going to be visiting communities. I'm going to try make it out to as many reserves as I can, visiting family and just enjoying the relaxing time of not having school. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. You guys?
I'm actually planning on devoting a lot of my time to spending time with family because I'm on the road a lot too. I work a lot. So I think it's important to just hang with family, and that's what I'm planning on doing. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Dominican, but I'm actually quite conflicted with it. Mm-hmm. I was talking to James Daschuk probably a year ago, and he was mentioning how when you travel to another country and not only seeing like the resort side of it. So I've actually been really conflicted with being on the resort and not out in the community. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'll be for Christmas. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've like everyone wants to get away from this cold wintry season, but like the winter has taken so long to get here. There's not even snow on the ground, so I'm kind of excited for the snow almost. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and I'm looking forward to the break. It's been a really busy work term, mm-hmm. and I'm a bit of a rebel. I don't actually like the Christmas holiday season. I really don't. I don't like the materialism. I hate that they start the Christmas carols in the mall so early on, and it just inundates you for week after week. And I just think it's way too much. Mm-hmm. And I prefer to be a bit of a rebel. So for a long time, I didn't even put up a Christmas tree. And then when I did start putting up a Christmas tree, I put black Christmas decorations on it. Black and silver. And it was a bit of my rebelliousness coming out. But the piece that I am looking forward, if I can avoid all the materialism, is to visit with my daughters. And I'm looking forward to them coming home. Both of them have asked whether they can cook in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they'll do the baking. They actually want to do all the setup. So I'm looking forward to seeing them and visiting with them.
Oh, kind of got your Christmas made, eh, Shauneen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll be great fun. But like Erin, I think I also want to go back home to my community. I usually go to a sweat on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good opportunity for us to kind of put behind all of that hype and expectation that comes with New Year's to do something very, very different with my family. Mm-hmm. And to open that year in ceremony is something that I've really valued for the past few years.
Yeah, for sure. All that consumerism with Christmas, I don't like that either. And it's always been tough as someone who comes from a place of poverty, right, to kind of meet the demands of the holiday season. So for me, it's just appreciating the small things in life, right, and having that time to go see my family and even just having family, right? So I'm really just appreciative of how the holiday brings that aspect together. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, me too. I grew up in foster care, and so for me growing up, my parents always made a point of making sure that everyone was included in the Christmas celebration. So it wasn't really about the material stuff that we got, like the gifts and stuff. It was about spending time, right, and coming together and doing all those really fun activities that winter brings, right? So we would go skidooing, we'd go skiing, mm-hmm. we'd go skating, like all of those things. But the most important part was just the family element to it. So, and making everybody, like members of the community, feel welcome too. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, that's the best part about Christmas, is inviting people into your home or being invited into other people's homes. Mm-hmm. And I really like not having to be the person who's cooking.
That's
huge. Yeah. Have you thought about how you're going to celebrate Christmas in this new location that you're going to?
Well, I was actually thinking of making like little kind of baggies to bring and give out to the kids there. Just because I feel,
nice.
Yeah, like little things that you can put in there, toothbrushes, like little hair things. Just kind of a way to give back, because I do feel that conflict, but I think, so that's probably what I'll be doing.
Excellent. That's wonderful. I know, Lonnie, you've got young child at home still.
Yes.
Right. And so that makes a difference, right?
It does make a difference. I really don't like the materialism of Christmas, but I want, at the same time as a parent, like you want to be able to give them, and I've never had a girl before, right? So now I've got my girl, so I want to buy her like dolls and things like that, because I had boys before. So that part of it, I think, is going to be really fun. But we also do, we try to do like one charity event. So whether we're working at the soup kitchen or whether we're collecting like coats and boots and things like that to give to other people. Like, we try to give back to the community in that sense. So I think we're probably going to look at doing something like that as a family.
Oh, we're the ResX ladies, and in discussion today about the ways that we're going to be acknowledging the holiday season coming up, and we hope that for our listeners that they will take an opportunity to redefine the holiday season for themselves. Mm-hmm. Enjoy and take care.